السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah. We seek refuge with Allah from our sins and bad deeds. He who is guided by Allah indeed has been guided. And he who is misguided, only Allah Azza wa Jal can guide him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy, the living, the everlasting, the one that had no beginning and has no end, the one who exists. And Allah give us this existence with a limit. So Allah give us hayah, give us life. But the life that we have is limited. Allah made it limited, created death with it. As Allah created us, Allah created death as well. So there is no life without death. So the existence that we have, it is given to us, and it will be taken away from us. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not given to Allah, it is from Allah. And it does not have an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His names and attributes, that He give us some, that He give us, when we understand it, when we ponder of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, one will enter Jannah. لله 99 اسماء من احصاها دخل الجنه. For Allah 99 names, he who احصاها will enter Jannah. احصاها, not as we think sometimes, memorize it, say it quickly. No, احصاها knows what it is, ponder on it, understand it, live it, could see it in reality around him. When you do so, when you understand the attributes of Allah, then you'll be qualified to enter Jannah. You will enter Jannah. And some scholars said that it is Jannah in this life before the hereafter. When you do so, you become in Jannah in this life. So Allah created us. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Have you seen the seeds of a man? Are you the one who created it? Or are we the creator? So Allah does not ask the question and does not give the answer, because the answer is, you are, Ya Allah, the creator. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. We have created death and measured it among you, and you cannot hasten this. It is created as well as the life that is given to you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Badr, after the battle of Badr, and those who were killed among the enemy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put them in a well, buried them all together in a well. And then after he did, he stood on the well. The companions were there listening, watching. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked those bodies that he just buried from the kuffar, call them by names, one after another, one after another. Names, a name after a name after a name, calling them and then asking them, do you find what Allah promised you to be the truth? I found that what Allah promised me is the truth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the companions, you're talking to people who are dead, ya Rasulullah? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are aware of what I'm saying more than you. So were they dead or alive? They were dead, but they were alive. Death will take the life that we know, or as we know it in this life, away. But death does not take your existence away. We'll still exist, but we will not be in the life that we used to be in this world. The difference, one of the differences is that you will not have a choice to do or what not or not to do. You just going to carry what you have done in the previous life when you had a choice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and asks, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, have you seen what you till in the land, in the earth? Because when you are existing, then you need sustenance. So Allah told you that the existence is from me, and taking this existence, only me can do so. Now, have you seen that which you till in the land? Meaning you take the means. You dig the ground at the right time of the season. You put the seed there. You water it. And that's all you do. So Allah says, أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ, are you the one who caused it to grow, or are we the one? And Allah does not answer. And the answer is, you are Allah. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا, if we wish, we will turn it to sticks, dry sticks. When does it become dry sticks? When it grows and it's about to be harvested. But you will not gain anything from it. You will see it. You will expect that you're going to gain some from it. But before the harvest time, it will turn to a stick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we wish, we'll turn it as such. And then what happened? فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ, like those who had a Jannah and they wanted to deprive the needy from the profit of it, the gain of it. And when they reached it, they thought they were lost because it was not the Jannah that they left the day before. It was all dry, it was all sticks, it was all gone. And they said, we worked so hard, and our work came to nothing. So we work, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the rizq. Again, we get to know about Allah. Allah is Al-Khaliq, the one who created. Allah Al-Hayy, the one who's alive. Give you life, but takes it away. Allah is Al-Razzaq, that give you rizq and takes it away. Allah give you sustenance and about you take before you are capable of taking it, will be taken away. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, have you seen the water that you drink? Because this is something that you absolutely need. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, are you the one who brought it down from the cloud, or are we the one who brings it down? And Allah does not answer. Of course, the answer is, you are Allah. Allah brings this sahab that is heavy, the cloud that is heavy. Allah will let it rain in some areas and not rain in others. And it will, Allah will let it rain in some areas in a kind way to bring the benefit of the rain out. And it will rain in another area in a way of destruction to destroy everything in sight. It's all happened with a measure. Allah said, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we wish, we'll make it salty. So you'll not have no use for it. We'll make it salty, you will have no use for it. If you only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, the one who exists from no previous existence, from no one or nothing, existence is absolutely from Him. Allah, the one that gives the rizq, is absolutely from Him. Allah gives sustenance absolutely from Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after a few ayat, أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ. Do you have doubt in what I just have just said? Of course we have no doubt, Ya Allah, everything from Ya Allah, from you, Ya Allah. وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And you, when you deal with your rizq, as if you deny what I just did, what I just said. When we deal with our rizq, we get scared. Fear only comes to the heart of a mushrik. Fear only comes to the heart of a mushrik. Because fear from something is, it tells you that you depend on that which you are afraid of. You are dependent on that which you're taking the means to achieve. So you're afraid that it does not respond to you. You're afraid that something will go wrong with it. You're scared that tomorrow you will not have what you have today. But someone who is a believer close to Allah, knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not get this, should not get this fear. Should know that what he has is from Allah and it should be in the way of Allah. And the means that he takes tomorrow, it might be the result or not. If Allah wishes for it will happen, and if it doesn't happen, one is comfortable that it is good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow it to happen. And Allah, what Allah does is all good. Allah is al-hayy. Allah is the one who is alive. When we, and those who did, can remember that, and who, and those who didn't, try to do so once in our lifetime, is to wash a body, a janazah, before it is buried. You're standing in front of the body and you're washing it. And you know the person is dead. But also you know that the person is alive. You know that the person does not have a choice of what to do, what not to do. But also you know that for sure that this person either looking forward to meet Allah or scared to meet Allah. We need to be with Allah like a dead person, if you will. Meaning, totally surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for us in a qadr, what is written for us, we take it without any resistance. We wake up every day and we know what is going to happen today is going to happen. Because Allah wished for it to happen. We completely surrender our heart, our mind and our body to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take the means the best we can. But we depend totally from Allah. We attribute the results of our work to Allah, not to the means that we take. And then, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this attributes that we know about Allah will be magnified. Because you're going to be a being who can no longer commit a sin. A being, if you are the one who's going to be rewarded, a being that will be able to know attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have never experienced before. You'll be able to get that, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you from among those who are, these deficiencies that you had in this life will go away. So before you enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels to tell you, come into Jannah. You're gonna live and never die. So this existence that you used to have, you will have now, but the deficiency or the negativity about it, or the part that Allah associated with it in this life, will be taken away because you're no longer in the dunya. You are in the hereafter. So, enter Jannah and you're alive and you will never die. Enter Jannah and you'll get sustenance and you will eat, but you will never get hungry. Enter Jannah, you'll be young, but you'll never get old. Enter Jannah, you'll live a beautiful life, but will never die. The existence will be different than the existence we have now. We are living for the existence to come. And this is the beauty of becoming, one of the beauties of becoming a Muslim and surrender to Allah. That you are not working for that which around you right now. You are working for that which you do not see. You cannot hear. You cannot smell. You cannot touch. But you absolutely know that is awaiting, it's awaiting for you. This is the essence of Iman. That we trust what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us more than that which we can see with our own eyes. Our eyes can fail us. Our hearing can fail us. Our sense of touch can fail us. But the promise of Allah is always absolutely true. So you'll be a person of Jannah walking in earth. A person that you do in the work with the intention that it is purely for Allah, and you're doing it without caring much about it in a way of accumulation, but in a way of action. Meaning you wonder, how am I doing what I'm doing? Is it with the way I'm doing it, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what you care about. Because the result is with Allah. We are about to come into the end, closer to the end days of Ramadan, the second half of Ramadan, the half that is full of the unseen. We come together at night and we know that the angels are witnesses of our prayer. We stand in there and we know that the angels are amongst us. We know that the reward of the actions that we do is multiples. The reward of it are multiples in these days. We know that the 10 nights and the 10 days are coming. And we know that there is a night in it. When we stay in it and worship in it, stay up in it and worship in it, it's equal to about 84 years of prayer. that is unseen. We know that that night the angels will descend on earth. We know that night that Jibreel alayhi salam will come down on earth. We know that night and during Ramadan, all being, everything in the universe praises Allah and realize and know the special time, this special blessed time. The only one does not know it are the miserable ones. The one that Allah does not allow for them to know because they don't want to know. Those who gets a choice and do not take the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given them. We're coming to the time that when we pass it and it ends, we wish that it didn't end. We're coming to a time that when it ends, we wait and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a life long enough to reach that time again next year. It is a special time to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Special time to submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A time to ask Allah to accept our deeds. To ask Allah to take us into Jannah. To ask Allah to give us forgiveness. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the night of Qadr is here, give me a dua to say, Ya Rasulullah, during that time, what is so special to say at that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, when that time is there, say, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are afu, the one who forgives. Kareemun, the one who is generous. Tuhibbul afu, you love to forgive. So forgive me. So forgive me. What is af? What is maghfirah and af? We ask Allah maghfirah and we ask Allah al-af. The maghfirah, the word ghufra is a helmet. The ghufra that the helmet that the warriors put over their head in the war. Meaning that which protects, that which is covers. That which covers. So it protects and covers. So the maghfirah of Allah comes to cover the sins and to protect you. This maghfirah, what is af? Af is more than maghfirah. Af al-athar, they say in the language, meaning if you walk in and you're making mark on the ground, they'll say walking on a sand, and you're making a mark on the ground as you are walking. This is athar, this is a mark. They say af al-athar, meaning they moved the sand in such a way so your footprint is no longer seen. So your footprint is no longer seen. This is af. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling Aisha radiallahu anha to make that dua. So all what you have, the mark of the sins that you have done in your life, you ask Allah to take it away as if nothing you have done. Nothing you have done. This is the nights that are coming up. The nights that are coming up. That if we know what is the benefits of these nights, we will crawl. We will come to the masjid crawling. Crawling. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Fajr, not in Ramadan, just Fajr and Isha. If they know what is in the two dark ones, Isha and Fajr, they will come to it crawling. Imagine it is in Ramadan. Imagine it is the 10 nights. Imagine it is Laylatul Qadr. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فادعوه يستجب لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين Move forward, please. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. It is time for us to get together, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together in jama'ah, to forget and forgive our differences, to get together and love one another for the sake of Allah, to get together and we make dua to Allah so can flourish our community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to help one another. Help us to help our children to grow in a beautiful community that carries La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Help us to be from those that gives advice and takes advice. Help us to be from those that like to be around the masajid, like to be around the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help us to be from among those who become, that the search and the look for knowledge becomes their very soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the knowledge. Take an oath now to yourself. Make a determination. Have intention to take part of these days to come. Make sure that you, if you're passing by, at least stop by in the masjid and pray two rak'ahs. There were those who came last year and stood, and they thought, they saw cars, it was like around 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and they saw cars, some cars around. So they thought, okay, maybe they were praying some couple of rak'ahs. They came, and we had tahajjud here. So they ran into the masjid, and quickly before we finished the rak'ahs, they said, we thought, okay, we'll catch those two rak'ahs quickly. So they came quickly, and they stood in the line, and they did not know that we're about to recite two ajza. And so they stood and stood and stood. And afterwards they told us we thought that we'd, you know, come quickly before we missed it. So we thought that, okay, then, you know, they're not going to come back tomorrow. But what they did, they went home, packed their bags, and they came and made i'tikaf in the masjid. Okay. They realized, and they were looking forward to be in this atmosphere with the angels, with the light of Allah. In the atmosphere when you are asking, Allah will respond to you. Allahumma anta a'lamu bima fi qulubina faghfir lana dhunubana. Allahumma anta a'lamu bihajatina minna faqdiha lana. Allahumma anta a'lamu bisirrina wa alaniyatina fataqabbal ma'adhiratana. اللهم اجعل لنا إيمانا صادقا في قلوبنا حتى نعلم أنه لا يصيبنا إلا ما كتبته لنا ولا ننال إلا ما كتبته لنا وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. You don't need to push it. You lift it up. Is there a space? Okay, there are space. There are space, alhamdulillah. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا. Please turn your cell phones off, please. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.